Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report. Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society. He's in Buenos Aires for important events. And Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. He's in North America with me. And Ernesto, I come to you because Brazil's opinion of these events that Joseph has illustrated and is now attending an anniversary of these events, they are outrageous. They were crimes. But we have strong reason to believe that they're attached not to a terrorist organization, transnational like Al-Qaeda, but attached directly to Hezbollah, which is a surrogate of the Lebanese state, such as it is, which is a direct surrogate of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In other words, we're not dealing with the People's Will, 1881, assassinating the Tsar. We're dealing with the capital of Iran, and perhaps also its link to the Moscow attachment to war fighting and Beijing and Pyongyang. In other words, the axis of resistance is not unwelcome if we understand the way Brazil is practicing its foreign policy today. So your time in office, and since then, is the AMIA bombing a factor for Brazilian foreign affairs? Does it come up when Lula da Silva speaks well of Russia or speaks well of the BRICS?
Yes, John, unfortunately, all those connections that you pointed to, they are reflected in the attitude of current administration in Brazil, basically of being soft on anything that has to do with Iran links to terrorism, Russia links to Iran, so links to terrorism, to organized crime. All that is swept under the carpet, if not worse than that, if not we can speculate further on other links. But actually, since 1994, for 30 years, with the exception of the time Bolsonaro was president and I was foreign minister, the overall attitude of Brazil towards all those issues has been of nothing to see here, right? With a diplomatic and with a security component. The diplomatic component is, okay, we cannot offend anyone. We cannot offend Iran. We want to have business with Iran. So let's not make any connections here. And the military, the security forces, they say, anything we say regarding terrorism or do regarding terrorism can be used against us. And Brazil has not been target of terrorism, so we don't want to become one. If we fight against terrorism, we'll become a target of terrorism, and we don't want that. So let's forget about it. So it's basically burying the hand in the sand. Awful. I think that's immoral, and I think that's very bad for Brazil's interest in the world, because it means that Brazil is not a part of something that is essential in the world, which is to eradicate terrorism. Diplomacy cannot be a cover-up for terrorists. And that's what, unfortunately, is very often the case, right? So what you see today in the world is that terrorists, they have the cover of governments, of states, who have seats in the United Nations, who have embassies abroad, who have diplomacy. So you have to do something about it. If you say, okay, I cannot say anything about this because this connects to Iran. Iran is a sovereign state. I want to do business with them. So you're never going to fight really seriously terrorism. We tried to do that back in 2020. Just one small example, to declare Hezbollah a terrorist organization. We wanted to do that. President Bolsonaro wanted to do that. I advised him to do that. But our military were against because, oh, okay, we can be exposed to Hezbollah terrorism if we do that. So they convinced President Bolsonaro not to declare Hezbollah a terrorist organization. The result, last year, units of Hezbollah were caught at the last minutes in Brazil before doing an MES-style attack in Brazil. So I think we need some ethics, some morals back into foreign policy, into security, and that's the way to fight real issues like organized crime, like terrorism.
Now we come to a matter that attaches to what both Ernesto and Joseph have addressed, which is the unexplained murder called suicide of a young man, Alberto Niesman, in 2015, a man who was charged with the investigation and perhaps prosecution of those responsible for the AMIA bombing and other outrages many years before. Joseph, I come to you because Alberto Niesman said to have died by suicide. That was the time of Kirchner in office, and there was loud suggestion that this was a Hezbollah-driven assassination. Can you clarify any of this today? Do we have better information now, what, 9 years later than we did then?
Unfortunately, John, this is one of the problems here in Argentina. This is why a lot of people have been very vocal about trying to have a renewed opportunity under President Milei to get justice for all these atrocious acts, both the terrorist bombing in the 1990s, both bombings, the Israeli embassy and the Jewish Community Center, but also the assassination of Niesman, also the case that Niesman was building against Cristina Kirchner, which was a case of treason because she was negotiating with the terrorists, as in this case it was Iran. So there hasn't been much more momentum on any of those cases. They're still investigating them. They're still open, so they haven't closed any of these cases, but they still haven't got to any real significant moment. On the AMIA case, they have a new prosecutor. Obviously, the prosecutor Niesman was the prosecutor of AMIA. He's dead. They have a new prosecutor, and they're pursuing some leads against some Hezbollah agents that were named in Niesman's indictment, but they weren't probably prioritized because Niesman went straight for the masterminds. He went for the Iranian government, which might have been why that case was very hard to adjudicate, because you go after a foreign government and it becomes much more complicated politically. But in this case, they're now looking at some of the Hezbollah agents that were operating and still operating in some cases in Brazil. One of them is named Farouk Omaidi. He's a well-known Hezbollah facilitator. He's been around forever, operating out of the tribal area. And they were basically issuing an arrest warrant last year and then followed that by an Interpol red notice. But interestingly enough, it seemed like he got tipped off because before the red notice became public, they released it in the media. And then he hijacked it. He went off to Lebanon. It's suspected he's in Lebanon now, but he's lived in Brazil for decades. So there's not a lot, but there are actions being taken. I think with this new regional anti-terrorism center that the Ministry of Security has stood up here in Argentina, we're going to have the ability to connect the dots a little bit better. Because my last point, John, on this is the AMIA attack wasn't just an attack that was planned in Argentina. Obviously, it was planned in Lebanon. It was advised and directed out of Iran. But in Latin America and South America, there was operational cells in Brazil, in Colombia, in Chile, and Paraguay that carried out this attack. I believe that there's more information about this attack, the AMIA attack from 94, in other countries than there is in Argentina. In fact, I think a lot of the information resides in Brazil. So there's got to be a way to coordinate with Brazil to know more about the details so that they can lead to some actual justice.
Ernesto, that would suggest that your remark there about the military. Mitigating the intention to press this matter, and the military is out of reach of the presidential administration. Is that correct? Is it a state within a state in Brazil? I'm unfamiliar.
Oh, no, not at all. On the opposite. I mean, they are very influenced by the political power, by the civil power. Basically, because since Lula took power for the first time in 2003, he started to promote to the general level only people who would be in a way aligned with him. So today you have a generation of generals and admirals who mostly, especially in the army, who mostly it's not that they are left wingers, but they are totally okay with Lula's power project. Okay, and all they want is to basically stay away from any trouble. And they have a reputation of being poor, but they have excellent salaries, excellent pension plans and all that. That's basically what the generals, not the rest of the troops. But unfortunately, I don't want to be unjust, but basically they want the benefits of not doing anything and not having any involvement in politics. And this brings them much closer to this corrupt system that is today under Lula's leadership.
I come back to you then, Joseph. Javier Milei and his government have every reason to press this matter and investigate. You say their documents are destroyed there, but does that mean they're powerless, that the civil service is impenetrable? What is your thinking in Buenos Aires? You have a man who is extremely clever and unchained in changing the way business is done in Argentina. Can he not reach into make it available to the civil servants to talk, or are they frightened for their own lives?
No, I think things begin this week, John. I think, you know, like, had this been a different government in Argentina, this would have just probably been another anniversary, just like they do every year, where they do a ceremonious kind of protocol and they don't really put it a lot of political weight. But the fact that President Milei is going to be presiding it, he invited heads of state from other countries to come, they're going to start giving this the political backing that it needs. But he did take one action. I should have mentioned this before. He did take one action that I think is very important, and this is something that should have happened a long time ago, because Nisman produced the legal case on the AMIA attack. That was published in 2006. That's what probably most people have read. But there was a report that was out in 2002, but it wasn't out publicly. It was out only in the intelligence services. That was an intelligence report put out by Argentina that's 1,500 pages and has a lot of the details about how this attack was carried out. It's a very important report for counterterrorism authorities. President Milei, as of a few weeks ago, declassified that report, so it's now available public. If anyone had any doubts about who actually perpetrated the 1994 AMIA attack, there was always conspiracy theories that it was an inside job or that it was from Syria or some other place. Read that 1,500-page, now declassified intelligence report. It will not just tell you about what Iran did to prepare for that attack. It'll tell how Iran created cells in multiple countries throughout Latin America and how those cells were activated for an egregious act of terrorism. So he declassified that report. He's created this new center at the Ministry of Security on anti-terrorism. He's created a lot of political momentum during the anniversary. So I agree, John. I think we have an opportunity here to really push the ball forward and hopefully get to some type of justice, which is sorely needed, not just for the families of the victims in the attack, but for the Argentine people as a whole.
Joseph Omar, Executive Director of Secure Free Societies in Buenos Aires. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. We turn our attention to Venezuela, where there's a critical date coming up at the end of this month, an opportunity for the people of Venezuela to vote and vote for an alternative to the dictator and illegitimate President Maduro. But this is CBSI on the World, the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs, and seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor, or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.